Every year, the colourful One World Film Festival, which recently took place in Prague, turns the spotlight on human rights, screening scores of fascinating documentaries from all corners of the globe. It also directly addresses young people, lending eye-opening DVDs to around half the schools in the Czech Republic and holding special screenings for pupils. Sarah Barufka reports.
A scene from the hard-hitting documentary I Was Worth 50 Sheep, one of over 100 films that were shown in Prague in March at the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentary Films, the biggest event of its kind in Europe. It tells the story of Sabiri, an Afghan girl who is sold to a 60-year-old man at the age of 10. After 4 years of abuse and terror, she manages to flee to a women's shelter and eventually returns to her family. At a recent school screening in Prague's Atlas Cinema, teacher Martina Moravtsova was very surprised by how attentively her students followed the story of the brave girl's struggle to escape her husband.
As I said, this was the first time that I accompanied them to such a kind of projection, but what really got to me now was the silence. because I could see that they were watching it and nobody talked, and there was this utter silence that you seldom hear in a classroom. So I guess they did pay attention, and I have the impression that it really did get to them.
Another teacher, Nora Zhepíková, says that both sides benefit from the collaboration.
This is the third year that we're participating in the festival screening. We used to only send our older students here, but now we've also started involving the lower grades. Our students like leaving the classroom, of course, but I think it's a positive thing for them beyond that.
After the screening, festival organizers from the Czech NGO People in Need led a lively discussion with the students, including 16-year-old Štěpán Svoboda.
It was very interesting because there happen things which we know that they are happening there, but we can't imagine that how is that for the people there. And well, for them it's normal, but when something happens here like that, it's unimaginable to happen something like that here.
Could students picture something similar happening to a Czech girl? I ask 16-year-old Adela Hanslíková, who is visibly shaken after watching the film.
I can't imagine that. I'm really shocked about this, because it's something really different. It's a very terrible situation.
František Špinka, who has four sisters, was also quite shocked by the documentary.
I can't imagine that, because I love my sisters, and I think that's horrible, because it's so much disrespect and so much bad treating with life of person, and women are equal to men, I think. So this is horrible.
The organizers of One World really make an effort to have an impact on young people in the Czech Republic. Impressively, half of Czech schools are involved in the festival. Karel Strahota is the director of the project.
More than 2,800 schools participate, so those are the schools that show our DVDs as part of their classroom activities. And every year we invite students from primary and secondary schools to the screenings in cinemas, and we estimate that this year, in Prague and the other 33 cities that the festival tours later, some 50,000 students will come and see one of the films from our festival program.
The extent of the collaboration is unparalleled in Europe and a testament to the success of the project. Strahota says students react very strongly to the films they see.
A well-made documentary can provoke thoughts in even the most blasé students. In most cases, they really do show emotions and admit that they were touched. Often they even ask us, how can I get involved? What can I do to improve this horrible situation?
Both primary and secondary schools participate, but the films are chosen to suit the age group. A lot of the documentaries deal with issues that are both bleak and brutal. Hanna Kulhankova is the director of the One World Festival.
with teenagers is always really interesting, and it always also depends like on like which high school they come from, because sometimes they really react with laughter, sometimes they react with shyness. There is always like, you know, somebody who is like showing off the whole class, but you can really feel when the film gets them.
Showing students the connections between politics, economy, and human rights through documentary film can be a very vivid way of teaching, says Kulhankova, but also requires a lot of effort.
I think this is really unusual, and this is also what we are trying to like give over to our, for example, festival partners and other film festivals, that it is really interesting to collaborate with elementary schools and high schools, but it really needs, you know, a lot of energy and time, and it also needs to have like good teachers that really believe that you can teach a lot through documentary film.
One World brings the school's program abroad as well. Kulhankova says she enjoys attending school screenings of films from the One World program in other countries.
This year we are starting a new school activities in Kyrgyzstan, because we were among the founders on One World Kyrgyzstan. So I'm really like looking forward to see how the school screenings in Kyrgyzstan go.
Scott Hudson used to teach at a high school in Brooklyn, New York, and now works in the One World program department. He explains that the selection process for movies that will be shown as part of the school's program takes into account special criteria.
We do take certain things into consideration, length being one of the main ones, because most of the schools that are participating, they're not expecting school to be canceled for, you know, a film screening. They just want it to fit into a classroom period. And so in almost every case, films for the schools are under an hour so that it can fit into a regular classroom length. We also try to find films that maybe have younger protagonists so that, again, there's more of this direct connection between the school audience and the film. But it also would be then broken down between like the primary school and the secondary school students, because we have films for both. With films for kids, yes, we tend to make sure that the content is not so extreme that it could potentially be traumatic or lead to questions that the teachers or their parents might not want to have to deal with. We just want it to be something that really encourages them to think about, you know, one, how great it is that they have so much security here and, you know, opportunity, and also, you know, again, what they could do and what's happening in the world.
While some may find it hard to believe that a movie could change the way teenagers see the world around them, Hudson says human rights documentaries can have a huge impact on young audiences.
Our hope is that it encourages them to not turn away, to become engaged, and to think about the ways in which they could become involved in civil society, whether it's through an NGO like People in Need or one of the other Czech NGOs. We have one film this year, for instance, Blood in the Mobile. You know, mobile phones are incredibly important to young people, but most people don't necessarily think about the ways in which, you know, something as simple as a cell phone, it's a global commodity, and it affects, you know, conflicts in Africa, where the materials come from. And, you know, we want young people to make these connections, and they can. I mean, I know from my experience as a teacher that if you give them the information, they're more than willing to run with it.
At least the students I spoke to seem to be willing to run with it and embrace the experience. Shepan says he plans to watch more films this year than just the one he saw with his class.
This year I will go to see at least something, maybe with my parents, but I'm sure that next year we will go again as a school, so I'm looking forward to that.
The One World Festival has moved on from Prague, where the main program ended in mid-March, and is now traveling nearly 36 other Czech cities and towns. But of course, Czech students can see films from the festival program year-round in their classrooms.
My thanks to Sarah Borůvka for that. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, where